Welcome to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is called The Legend of the Moon Eater. One day, Mason, who was 7 years old, was playing in his backyard. His family lived on a farm that had a large pond on it. And it's so big, he'd never even been to the other side of the pond before. And he loved to throw rocks and throw sticks in the water and watch the frogs and the turtles jump in. And today was a very crazy day. Something had never happened before to him. As he was throwing the rocks, he saw bubbles coming out of the water. "What is that?" he said. You see, Mason had never seen bubbles like these before. They were really big bubbles. And as he looked closer, he saw some lights underneath the water starting to come up to the top. "What is that?" All of a sudden, a giant creature popped out of the water. It had 5 legs and 8 glowing green eyes and very big ears, kind of like an elephant. And on the bottom of its feet were rocket boosters. "Whoa," Mason said.
"Are you going to eat me? Please don't eat me. I'm only 7.
And the creature said,
"Why, hello there. I'm not going to eat you. Why would you think that?"
Mason said, Oh, thank you, thank you. But what are you? Do you live in my pond?"
"Why, of course I do. I'm the Moon Eater."
What's a Moon Eater?" Mason said.
Well, that's me. But I guess they call me that because I eat the moon."
You what? You mean the moon in the sky? What are you talking about?"
he said.
"Well, when I get very hungry, and I'm very hungry right now, I blast off into the sky and take a big bite of the moon. It helps me sleep, and it gives me burps sometimes."
Mason couldn't believe it. He'd always wondered why sometimes the moon looks like a circle, and sometimes it looks like there's a piece missing out of it. And he always wondered how that happened, but is this how? Does the Moon Eater really do that? Mason said, I don't believe you. That can't be true. You have to prove it to me. Do it right now."
"Okay, then. I'm very hungry. This is a perfect time."
And just then, his feet turned on. I can't describe it any other way than that. These blue rocket flames started to pour out of the bottom of his feet. And then he just blasted off into the sky. It was incredible. I'd never seen anything like it. And Mason, he was watching this creature, the Moon Eater, blast off through the clouds, aiming right for the moon, which was a perfect circle. It was very bright. "Wow. There he goes. Whoa. Oh my gosh. There's a piece missing out of the moon. What happened?" Just then, the creature splashed and crashed down back into Mason's pond. And he said,
"Oh, I feel much better now that my tummy is full."
And Mason said, How often do you do this?" He said,
"Oh, about once a week. That's how often I eat. Goodbye."
And just like that, he was gone. Deep back into the water. Mason couldn't believe it. Did I really just see that creature? Wait, does that creature live in my pond? Well, I guess he only eats the moon. Not me. That's good. So Mason, every day, would come back to the pond and wait for his new friend to come back out. And it wasn't until next week that he met the Moon Eater again. And that is another crazy story. The end.